Then comes the end. And Lewis's awe-inspiring account of Narnia's end includes forests devoured by dragons, a mighty deluge, and a giant who squeezes out the sun like an orange. Wonderful, wonderful moment. What's Lewis's message here? Lewis wants us to know that nothing on our earth lasts forever. Everything must come to an end. And I think this is a message that we need because we live in a death-denying age. I think Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who wrote On Death and Dying, would like this part of Narnia. Lewis wants us to know that everything comes to an end. Everything physical comes to an end. We've got to understand that and accept that. Well, let us end by giving Lewis's description of heaven, because at the end of the novel, all the good characters end up in Aslan's country, which is heaven. Let me end by describing heaven in Narnia. Well, we learn that there is both a heavenly Narnia and an earthly Narnia, just as there is a heavenly earth and an earthly earth, if you will. And the heavenly Narnia, Lewis says, is like Narnia, but it is far more glorious. In fact, the heavenly Narnia is the origin of all that was most beautiful in Narnia, the earthly Narnia. And the same is true for our world. Or, to put it platonically, and Lewis is being platonic. In fact, one of the characters in the novel says, hey, Plato was right. And Lewis says that basically the heavenly Narnia is the form, whereas the earthly Narnia and our earth are only shadows. We live in the shadowlands. True reality is in heaven. Now, when we get to heaven, we meet all the heroes from the other chronicles, Reepicheep and Puddleglum and all of them. And we expect that. But we meet somebody else we don't expect. We meet a Calormene named Emeth. And Emeth had entered the stable door in search of Tash. But when Emeth went into the stable door, he did not meet Tash. Instead, he met Aslan. And Aslan tells him, Emeth, that all of the good things he did for Tash were actually done for Aslan, and that Emeth's search for truth has led him to Aslan. Emeth in Hebrew, by the way, means truth. Now, what is Lewis saying here? I mean, again, basically, Emeth would be a person from another religion, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, somebody that's not Christian. And yet, Emeth, even though he was following another religion, finds Aslan. What Lewis is saying here is similar to the Great Divorce. He's not telling us salvation is universal. What he's telling us is that anybody who truly desires God will find him. One of the things that Lewis seems to have believed is that if somebody didn't know Christ in this life, maybe when they died in that last moment, Jesus would appear to them and give them a chance. And the idea is, if you are truly seeking after the truth, well, if Christ is the truth as he claims, John 14:6, if he's truly the truth, then that's what you're seeking. So again, there's an openness to Lewis here. Now, the best way for me to explain this is to contrast Emeth with a group of Narnian dwarves who are also in the stable. And these Narnian dwarves are cynics, and they don't believe anything. They don't even believe Aslan. Aslan begs them to believe in him and come into paradise, and they say no. Then Aslan actually gives them a feast with, you know, all sorts of lambs and turkeys and whatnot and lots of beautiful, tasty wine. But when the dwarves drink it and eat it, it tastes like muddy water and hay to them. You see, the Narnian dwarves, even though they are, I guess we'd call them cultural Christians in the metaphor, even though they grew up as Christians, they don't believe. They're cynical. Whereas Emeth, who did not grow up as a Christian, truly desires. It's the difference between the Magi and the Pharisees. The Narnian dwarves are Pharisees. Even though they were waiting for the Messiah, when he came, they rejected him and helped have him put to death. But think about the Magi. The Magi obviously weren't Christians, but the Magi also were not Jews. They didn't have the law, but they believed in the truth and they followed that star. They used their own wisdom to seek after truth. And when they got to the end of their search, they found Christ in the manger. So again, if you truly want truth, you will find it.